Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Have you ever been on an ocean in a tiny boat without a compass or a GPS unit when a heavy fog blanketed your craft and you had no idea what direction was the harbor? Or perhaps you've had an experience I once had, high in the mountains when a storm came sweeping through the valley and heavy snow quickly obliterated my tracks leading out to my car. At first, I was gripped with panic, thinking that every year people freeze to death who get lost in the mountains and wander through the snow, not knowing how to get to safety. Now, think of being lost in terms of what Jesus said. I have come to seek and to save that which is lost. Retired Chaplain Glenn Brown was aboard the USS Okinawa during the Vietnam conflict when it was steaming from Cam Ranh Bay to Subic, when about midnight an alarm was sounded that a man was overboard. A sailor was standing guard when he slipped and fell into the dark, murky waters below. He had been there, then he was gone. He had to be in the water. A heavy ship as the Okinawa doesn't turn around like a small craft on a lake. It took almost a half a mile, maybe a mile, for the heavy craft to do a 180-degree turn and head back the direction from whence it had come. The spotlight scanned the dark ocean, looking for some sign of the lost sailor. Finally, someone yelled, "There he is!" As a tiny speck showed on the surface of the wave, his hand waving frantically, the lost man was found. A dinghy was lowered, and the man was brought aboard the ship. The chaplain went down to talk with the man, shivering from the cold, frightened beyond words by his experience. Draped in blankets, the young man explained that he was on the edge of the ship when he lost his balance or footing and fell into the water. He said he swam as fast as he could in the wake of the ship. But he explained, as the ship moved on into the darkness and the distance between the two grew greater, he knew he would be lost and tried to describe the horrible sinking feeling in the pit of his stomach. Then he said that in the far distance he saw a light and the ship was turning around, reversing its course, and he said, "I knew they were looking for me." He tried to describe the joy that he experienced when he knew he would be saved. Time allows only one more true anecdote. Missionaries Connie and Richard Smith were working with the Southern Barisano Indians in Colombia, but weren't making much headway. The witch doctor opposed them. But then the old man fell ill, very sick, and he called for the missionaries to give him medicine. Knowing that no medicine could save the old man, they chartered a plane and flew him to Bogota at their own expense. Even there, doctors couldn't save the old man's life. Connie did her best to help the old man make peace with God, but he only shook his head and cried out, "Too late, Connie, too late." She later said, "You will never have to convince me that there is a hell. I saw it reflected in the face of the old man that day as he died. For him, it was too late." Paul told the jailer at Philippi, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved and your house." On the cross, Jesus turned to a thief, and as he cried out, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom," Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." It doesn't take long to make peace with God, but it's the only way to heaven.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.